Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Network tonight is the Get Down with your host Van Meadows, aka Poetic, and I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, my brother, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you J Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Man, what am I supposed to say when I receive such an exemplary introduction? One that I don't deserve that well, because I'm not that great a person. I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods, but I get to share the platform with the cat that many people can never imagine how fantastic one individual could possibly be, by one known as Van Meadows. And while I may tease him with his LSP, ladies and gentlemen, that just really means that life, seriously, is perfect. This is my brother. This is the Get Down. We're back. What's happening, man? Yes.
Oh, man, everything is great, man. It's Cinco de Mayo. You know, a lot of people out doing the Mexican festivities, getting turned up with some margaritas and some Coronas. But,
Lord,
I'm here with my brother as we get into some poetry, and it feels good to be back. But we not going to slight my brother anonymity, y'all. 4 weeks straight, that brother gave y'all,
man,
a show.
Listen,
man,
brought it every week of Poetry Month.
Yes, man.
I mean,
yes,
he brought it. He brought it, and then he brought it, folded it up, put it in an express mailbox, and sent it to all of y'all, and brought it again.
Right.
Without question,
right.
That is
right.
A special kind of poet right there.
Salute. Absolutely.
To anonymity, and
listen,
thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely, bro. We thank you, man. We salute you. We appreciate you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed him on the Get Down, man, listen, every other Friday at 10 o'clock, you can catch him on his own show, Iron Sharp as Iron, from a Royal Pen perspective. Man, every other Friday at 10 o'clock, you don't want to miss it. That is a dynamic show. Man, I love it. So he's not on this Friday. This Friday is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Therry. But next Friday, you can catch the newest member of the Epiphany family doing his thing. If you enjoyed him here on the Get Down, and maybe you missed his show last week, his debut show, and that's okay. Because guess what? He'll be here next week, next Friday.
Come on now.
Tune in.
Come on now.
And while we at it, the dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. So that way we know that you want to get down with us. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
I got mine.
You got yours? Yo, let's give a huge shout out not only to the CEO of Raw Links, but he is the CEO of the Epiphany Radio Universe. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hit him up in his inbox. Tell him thank you for Epiphany Radio. And say, hey, maybe, you know what? Hey, For Real, I need some Raw Links. I mean, because listen, y'all, I got a whole collection of them. And I'm about to buy me some more. So you better hop on it.
Yeah, get up in there. Be like, so what's up with you and them Raw Links? What we need to do, we need to develop a password so that if you want Raw Links, you hit him with the password and he know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what? You know what, Jay? You just gave me an idea. Just gave me an idea, bro. Every week.
Go on.
Every week, we will have a word. First caller that says the first poet, the first artist that says that word, we're going to stop. Well, we won't stop you in the middle of your piece. That would be kind of rude. But we will give you a Raw Links from the Get Down, courtesy of J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poet. We want to help you. We want to help you build your Raw Links game, right? So,
but
me and J. Rob,
you
go ahead, bro. Tell him.
You have to tune in, and not only
right.
tune in,
right?
You got to hit the event page,
right? Right.
And to make it, man, you can't hit the event page at the top of the show. That's too easy. Oh, no. Sometime during the show, we're going to hit you with a certain sign, and you got to hit the event page with the password for that week, and we'll know who's listening
right.
and who isn't.
That's right.
And the same person can't win, but if the same person happens to win, well, it just happened. So don't expect to
right.
hit the event page at 9 o'clock or at 9:15 or at 9:30. It could be any time we so choose. You know we're on for a little while.
Right.
I love this idea.
Yeah, because you don't want to be average.
You want to be raw.
Yeah. Okay, now that we've gotten the commercials out of the way, let me get the commercials out of the way. J-Rob, I am pumped about tonight. Bro, you want to tell them what's happening tonight on the Get Down, bro?
Broski, it would be my pleasure. Ladies, gentlemen, poets and poetesses, tonight on the Get Down, this is a real serious question, Evan, and I have for you. Now, y'all got your erotica out your system last week. This week, we're asking you a little something different. And here's a question. Are you the poet you've wanted to be? When you took this ride into poetry, did you see yourself someplace? And from that place till now, are you the poet that you wanted to be? That is the question for the evening on the Get Down. Speaking of which, poetic. Simple yes or no. Are you the poet that you've wanted to be?
Are you? Let's see. Am I the poet I've always wanted to be? I'll let my piece answer that.
Well, if your piece is going to answer it, let me get up out the way. You go on ahead, brother. You start the show off, and you get on down.
All right. Allow me. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. The name of my piece this evening is called Me, a Poet? You know, I remember a scrawny little teenager whose world was turned upside down forever. And I remember picking up a pad and a pen, started writing out my hurt and pain. Then, but today, here I stand before you on this mic with a different pad and pen that I sometimes like, but the content being created defines the man, father, artist, and poet I would become, and where I came from. One would hope they'd see a brighter future before pushing up daisies because of the culture. I never knew I would be a part of a class that uses words and life to be expressive and articulately creative about future, present, and past. I just wanted to scribe my pain away. I never wanted to become a poet anyway. I just knew the ink would fill my pain. Just like the soil of the dirt when it rains, all the moisture creating a necessary life process. Just like mine, except I didn't want it. And I guess I just wanted to be a normal teenage kid, doing my high school bid, chasing girls, getting them good and bad grades, on the bus playing blackjack and not spades, being reminded of just how different I was, all because of what was in me that needed to be birthed from my pain and my rage. My destiny to become a poet for the voice of all age. So no, I'm not the poet I wanted to be. See, I never wanted to be a poet. I'm better than any poet that was in me because of destiny. And that's that piece.
See, for me, this particular piece speaks in a particular language. I think this piece is very self-reflective of who you are. But in being self-reflective, this piece is also extremely, extremely good. What stuck out for me is the part where you say, before pushing up daisies because of the culture, I never knew I would be part of a class that uses words in life to be expressive and articulately creative about the future. Past, present, because I wanted to scribe my pain away. I never wanted to become a poet anyway. I just knew the ink would feel my pain. I just knew the ink would feel my pain. I just knew the ink would feel my pain. Bruh, that's a heavy articulated line. That is a very heavy articulated line that says so much about every single person who has allowed poetry to enter into their system. Sort of like someone who says, when you come watch me perform and you get a ticket, you'll see my blood on that ticket because it's that religious, metaphorically Jesus on the cross or what have you. But you get it because your pen and your ink feels the pain that was actually derived from whatever it is that you wrote, and poetry adopted you. Hence why I said this is very expressive, very intuitive. It speaks volumes of who you happen to be, poetically speaking.
Thank you, bro.
I like
appreciate
this. No. I like this a whole lot. I was like, this piece is saying something. So
I'm humbled, bro. I'm humbled.
Mm.
I'm humbled.
Outstanding.
You know, the topic, poet you've wanted to be, understand, wanted to be a poet. I just wanted to write my pain away. And this is the poet that you get. But enough about me, because, listen, I got a brother right here sitting next to me who is as equally as gifted with a pad and pen. Actually, I would say he's you know how you always have that big brother whom you can never surpass because he's got the experience, the wisdom, the better looks, the talent, the physique. This is my brother right here. So I'm going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
This guy says the better looks. Oh, my God. In my next life, I'm coming back light-skinned with hazel eyes and a full beard, but I'm keeping my hair. And we'll have that conversation then. I will find you.
No problem, Broski.
When I first started writing, I was full of a need to be fulfilled, but indeed my need to feed, because of me, I needed to breed statements and stories and parables with comparison comparables with statements that needed to be done, but were force-fed and bred of what was to become. But later on, I learned that these words do more than touch people because they are uniquely acute stories to touch people, certain people. So I write these lines so that I could touch a whole lot of people, and I didn't know. I didn't know what writing could really do. I only wanted my words to express to certain people to a certain point of view, so I wrote. I wrote what was in my head, if only for a few that knew what I was going through. So I wrote. I mean, think about it. Really, what else was I supposed to do? So I wrote. I wrote to release what was trapped in my soul and took hold and captured my thoughts and held them hostage and poured living libations over concepts and continuums over my conundrums. So I tried to write to my passions as if it was good to it and extended my pen until I was used to it. But where does that leave me? When leaving is so easy and cloudy thoughts run rampant and scattered like escaped slaves that are in search of freedom. All this happening in my mind, that's trying to dribble a ball of confusion into life's full court press while playing defense in all these whirlwinds of what's next as more ink spilled tells you exactly what might have been if it never discovered me through poetry. And yet, I am to be the poet that I've always wanted to be. Until then, I'm going to just hide behind these ink drips and express where I am because I'm not yet where I want to be. So God, thank you for this gift until the days are dawn. It's just my hope that you all enjoy these parables spilling out of the books from the pages of St. John. And that's that piece.
Yo, y'all see why I said what I said? Y'all see why I said what I said? First of all, bro, this is a dope, dope piece, dynamic ink. But my brother said, listen to this, y'all. Just listen to this. All this happening in the mind that's trying to dribble a ball of confusion on life's full court press, all while playing defense. In a whirlwind of what's next, as more spilled ink tells you all what might have been if I never discovered me through poetry. Now, y'all check it. In that one stanza, he was playing offense and defense with life and confusion. Bro, yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly where I was going with this. That's exactly where I was going with this.
You the man, bro. Offense and defense. Mm. Phenomenal Inc., Jay. Just, you're the man, bro. I'm honored to be sitting here next to you.
This guy here, you must work in a balloon factory with all that hot air you give me. I'm the one that's lucky. I'm the lucky one. Don't even start. Bro, I was at work, and I was touching up your photo because your photo was on my screen, and every woman, even the lesbian at my job, was like, "Who in the hell is that?" I was like, "Sweet Jesus, it's my brother Van." They were like, "That's your brother?" It's like. Yes, man. And even the lesbian was like, "Oh, sweet, my God, he's fine." I was like, "You can go now. I don't want to hear this." I'm like, "I'm cute too." I'm like, "Yeah, but you're not that."
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to be Van Meadows when I get older. When I come back in my next life, I ain't going to be Egyptian. I want to be Van Meadows. So I'm going to be good.
Did y'all hear this?
I'm just saying. But thank you. Thank you very much, bro. I'm glad you
the
dig this.
The wise son, my brother. Hey, man. I dug this immensely, but enough, man, y'all know how we do. Yeah, y'all know how we do. We can do this back.
Yeah, we can do this for hours.
Day, all night. But check it. We're not the only ones here. Y'all are here.
Come on now.
And I want to
come
hear
on now.
What the poets have to say about are they the Ooh. Poets that they wanted to be.
I'm so anxious to hear.
Let's get started, man. Let's jump into it with our first poet. And, man, I can't think of another way to kick off a show like this because I love to hear this brother's take on this. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you our brother Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good with you, my brother?
Hey, what's good, Van Meadows? What's up, brother? Can you hear me fine? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Brother
bro.
Joe.
You sound great.
Jay Rob, the wise son. What's happening, man?
Man, it's a humble pleasure to have you on the show this evening, brother. Thank you for stopping by to get down. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I just got my lawn chairs just got delivered today, so I'm good.
My
See?
Man.
Come on now.
You got the lawn chairs.
Got a cup holder and everything, even a pillow. Shit. I'm up in
the
recline.
I got the cup holder and everything. That is so dope. Man, start our brother off, man, after you ask him how well he's doing.
Man, Joe, first of all, man, it's good to hear from you, bro. I'm glad you're doing well, man. And you're doing okay, man. You're doing all right?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Everything else.
My man. I love it. So listen, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man, we want to know, are you the poet you've wanted to be?
Man, that's a really great question, actually, y'all, great topic y'all brought up tonight. I'm not really sure. Because, you know, my goal in early in life was to be an artist. You know, I used to draw and paint and all that sort of thing, sculpt, you know. That was my art. That was my, getaway. That was my peace of mind, you know. But in time, you know, I come to realize that, words are just like a medium, like chalk or oils or acrylics, you know. So instead of using those type of mediums, I just use words to paint with. And I definitely, so... You know, I actually had to look up, you know, what is a poem, you know. What is a poem? You know, what is it? You know, there were quite a few definitions on that word, you know, but, you know, the gist of it is just a way of expressing that's rhythmic, that's spiritual, that's, you know, it's more of a feeling than you know, actually just you know, reading a paragraph from a page. You know, it's a beautiful way to say something. You know,
you can
describe the stars in a certain way, but a poet might have you looking and they want to catch one. You know what I mean?
Say that, bro.
Agreed.
Ooh. That's poetry in itself right there, Joe. Oh, my God.
Agreed. Agreed.
That's just my take on it, man. You know, am I the poet? You know, I did, like, you know, Van said earlier, I didn't really want to be a poet. I mean, I always spoke in poetic terms or a poetic way. You know, Cass, you can follow me around, man. I'll follow you all day, man. It's just write down what the fuck you say, you know, stuff like that. It's just the way I say things, you know.
Nice. I like that. I like that a lot.
Wow. Yeah, man. Joe the Verbal is one of my favorite poets, man. It's so good to hear you back on the mic, bro. And I'm going to get the honor of moving J-Rob out of the way. Come on, Jay, get back.
Oh,
and,
man.
And letting the spotlight shine on you. And, man, I want you to go ahead and get on down, Joe.
All right, so here we go. This old piece, but anyway, it's beside the point. It's called Eclectic Signature. Someone asked me what's my poetic signature. I had to give this query great thought. I fought not to be sarcastic or bombastic, but to ask this potentially lengthy descriptive part of me. I found it hard to be silent about my reverent tendencies. Two cellos beginning mellow and morphing into a Fender beat. My style, I've grappled with this for a while. But that ain't what you asked me. So I had to ask me because saying myself didn't flow right. Get high with the black light for that Joe light. Trying to understand that last passage, I know, right? So, yo, right? I'm a yandra bender with an eclectic signature. I spin events to supplement the poetry that's in you. Give me one topic and I'll drop you three pieces. The same subject disrupted, square rooted into apostrophes. My signature apostrophizes, I may give you pause. Same poem, different day, like you never heard it before. My words are survival. Oft times they don't rhyme, so I'd say that's my signature. But in miniature symphonies, I'll cut my shit short, then combine the past lines into mystery. I just said that shit a different way 4 lines ago. And that still didn't rhyme as I prime your flow. Maybe my signature is I think I know. I'll blink out on you. Ink out on you. While some think the Bible, I see no rivals in truth. I'll invent some shit and write the devil out of you. Yet I breathe the evil and take the pain we go through. Hey, green miles as I smile. Inking miles as I smile. My soul drains on Coltrane. Y'all know that I flow strange. Rearranged on a whim as jazz flows through my veins. What methodologies have I written in? My signature is not my words. That's my style and how I played them. Causing passion and mayhem, my poetic signature in essence is the way I convey them words. Cornering slowly like a drive through mountain curves. Horny from COVID, still trying to mount those curves. I'd rather chill than be still, man. Fuck the herd. Stay safe, be real, and absorb the word. There's not a barrier made that a mind can't escape. If you let your thoughts flow and feel what you heard, I could fly at age 5 with a towel for a cape. With the developed body, what does it say? Words are short memories woven this way and that. And that's what you want to hear. In peace. Thank you.
Yo.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yo.
Mm.
The line, the line for me was when he was talking about he think it's poetry, but he don't even rhyme.
Come
so
on, man. Real,
yo.
Oh, when he hit you with that, man, I said that two lines ago. Come on.
Bruh. Hey, man, I know you said this might be an old piece, but it was fresh to me, bro. I'm going to tell you straight like that. I don't know if you read it 2 years ago or just yesterday or today, but I'm going to tell you this. That is an awesome piece of ink. And, man, you continue to be consistent with your pen, and you always make me want to just live on each cliffhanger of each line. This is why you're one of my favorite poets, bro. This is why. Thank you, good brother. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother, man. I appreciate it, man, for real. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Jay Ryan.
My good brother, this piece of poetry and your execution of it, how you shared it, the way you dance with words, it's like, for me, it's like watching my friends in Chicago when they do that Chicago step that people know Chicago to be for. And when it's done real slick, you're like, wow, I wish I could do that. And when I hear how you dance with words, it gives true meaning to your pseudonym, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Bruh, you the bad man with that pen. I'm so digging this piece. And I agree with Van. I don't care if it's fresh ink or old ink. It's just dope ink, bro. This was awesome. This was absolutely awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, J-Rob. Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. Mm. Mm. And I said that 5 lines ago. I love it.
Man. Well, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence and your pen. Now, it's time for you to get out there and that dance floor, man, and show them exactly what Joe the Verbal can do. Are you ready, bro?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, absolutely. Let's do it.
Bring it, baby.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor. I mean, you can join him after you get off the mic, but Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer on his way out there to cut up the rug, man. Hey, Joe, don't break any furniture this week, though, okay? Don't break any furniture.
Oh, I'm impressed.
We got insurance. Break what you want. We got insurance.
I'm good. All right,
my brother.
Hotel in a good while.
That's why I love it, man. That's why I love it. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer on his way to the dance floor. Man. Y'all talked about us starting with some fire. Man, you hear that? Did you hear that?
That's your man. That's your man.
That's Joe Dog, that's definitely my man. And I say it again. That's my man. But we're gonna move from a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer to one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. We've got none other than Ms. VIP. Hey, Ms. VIP. Welcome to the Get Down. Uh-oh. Are you muted? You know she's going to get
you muted.
Hello, J-Rob. Hi, Van. How are you?
Oh,
hey,
wait a minute.
To the I, to the P. Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Hey, J-Rob. Hi, Van. What? Okay.
No. She said it equally. No. You can't do it with
no.
this one. Because
hey,
her voice.
Hey,
her voice.
Hey, J-Rob.
You can't do it. You know why? Because even when she says, she can say peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and she'll say peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So it sounds the same no matter what, bro. Nah, you can't do it. Not yet. There's someone out there who's going to say what I know they're going to say, and we'll know the difference. But VIP is not that, because she sounds sexy. Even when she says Merry Christmas, it sounds sexy. It's supposed to be celebratory, and she'll go, Merry Christmas. You'll be like, man, you're like, you'll get very dope. I'm just saying.
Hey, y'all, hold on. Miss VIP, let me give you a commercial real quick. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
Miss VIP is available for those extra phone calls, your voicemail covers. She will be glad to recite your favorite poetry to a significant other if that's what you need. All you got to do is reach out to Miss VIP, and she'll do what it do, baby. There you go.
Baby.
Got you some. Your inbox is about to get flooded.
Wow. Well, wow.
But welcome to the Get Down and the Dynamic Show.
Thank
last
you,
night.
Thank
Dynamic
you.
Show.
Appreciate it.
David, would you please
All right.
ask Miss VIP the question, sir?
Miss VIP, the question
yes, sir.
For this evening. Wait, let me ask you a question. How long have you been writing poetry?
No, I'd say maybe 6 years. I'm a babe in the woods still.
Okay. Well, from that time to this time, are you the poet that you've wanted to be? And if that's a yes or no question, or is your poetry descriptive of that? I'll take an answer.
I think my poetry will be descriptive.
Then if that's the case, say less. I'm getting Van out of your way because you're important, VIP. Let me get Van out of your way so that you can go on ahead and get on. Van, move. Come on, stop. So that you can go on ahead and get on down. Come on, man, move.
Well, thank you so much. I don't think I'm there yet, being the poet I want to be. See the intricacies of how to use the parts of speech, like metaphors, the inclination to write often, and overcoming writer's block is a feat in itself. But I want those to know I write for me, not fame or glory, God gets that. But I want to be known. It's not ever about money. I want to write more effectively, to affect those so much that they could listen to me for hours and hours, gain knowledge, or feel the myriad of emotions I'm feeling. Then some can say that woman can write. There are some who are beasts with their poetry, some who are so romantic, so conscious. I do my best not to compare myself to them, because every poet is different. So no, I'm not the poet I want to be, but I'm not the poet I once was. So I'll continue to write. And if by chance my name is spoken anywhere in the world, I will be humble yet grateful for the gift bestowed upon me. And most of all, I'll be happy. And that's the end of that piece.
C-Van.
Wow.
C-Van.
Wow.
C-Van. That woman can write. And even when she says that woman can write, she makes it sound extra sensuous. Like your pen is like, y'all should be jealous that she ain't holding y'all like this.
Oh, my God.
That woman can write.
Why the cold J-Rock?
What? I was just telling the truth.
I'm not sounding good.
I ain't say nothing. I was just telling the truth.
Well,
but the fact
you,
is,
I appreciate it.
I thoroughly enjoyed this because it speaks volumes to the point at hand. And it says a lot about your pen from where you thought it was to where it is currently. So even if you do not think that you may be in a particular echelon, sweetheart, there's a lot of people that ain't in your hemisphere. That being what it is, again, I will tell you, I like this piece a lot.
Well,
a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Van Meadows, what say you? And she didn't say it sexy like that, Van. So go ahead.
Do you hear the, first of all, do you hear the way she talk? When is it not sexy?
Bro.
When is it not? She said, when is it not?
I heard her ask for a glass of water, and it sounded like my heart almost stopped.
Listen, bro. Listen. I looked up. I'm going to tell you. You know, compound words, right? I looked up compound words. It said that there is not one for sexy voice. It's just sexy and then voice. Two separate words, right?
Matter of fact.
Okay.
Go on.
So I said, all right. I said, cool. Okay, so direct me to sexy. And I went to sexy in the dictionary. And it said miss. For continuance, see voice. Okay, so I went on over to voice. And it said, thank you, VIP. So you put them together, sexy voice, you got Ms. VIP. And that's according to Webster's, not me.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you,
dude.
Van.
Now, Van.
I appreciate it.
Just for the sake of this conversation, you saw Star Wars, right?
The original? Yes.
Yeah. Remember the part where Darth Vader tells Luke Skywalker, Luke, I'm your father.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't do that because it would sound like, Luke, I'm your father. And the whole audience would be like, get the hell out of here. So, bruh, she's just sexy personified. She's in her own hemisphere poetically. And in that hemisphere of poetry, you have, as you just alluded to, VIP. Thank you for this piece.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for the platform.
Thank you. First of all, there was a lot that you did with this piece. You went back to a Ms. VIP trait in your writing.
Mm. What's that?
That's the short piece, right?
Mm.
And in this short piece, you packed a lot into it, and I love what you said at the end of the piece. So would you please say the end of the piece again?
You mean by, if by chance my name is spoken anywhere in the world, I will be humbled yet grateful for the gift bestowed upon me. Most of all, I'll be happy.
That's it there. I'll be grateful. I'll be humble. And I will be happy. Well, Ms. VIP, you can be humble. You can be grateful. And you most definitely can be happy, because not only are we speaking your name here on the Get Down tonight, the entire Epiphany Radio universe is speaking your name when they listen to you perform your ink that you lay out so beautifully. So I humbly thank you.
You guys are sweet.
I humbly thank you, too. I humbly thank you, too. I put my shoes on.
Okay.
Now, Ms. VIP, before we send you over to the Get Down dance floor, can you let everybody know, oh my goodness, how y'all are setting Wednesday nights on fire?
I can do that. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my sultry diva, the Pearl of Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And it changed because we like the topics that are coming as of late, and so we tweak the name. So, you know, any topic that's now put upon you guys, we know you'll relate. So y'all come on through.
J-Rab, you here?
I'll be there.
Anything. fantastic. Anytime that we put on you guys, we know you're relieved. Check, please. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud?
Bro, she says ice cubes and cardboard very sultry. You know, she's like, cardboard. You're like, what the hell? Who wants cardboard? I wasn't even thinking about it. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying.
My man. Well, Ms. VIP, we thank you. And we're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor with Joe the Verbal Mind Dancers out there, man. You know, people always say that they're just going to go out there and do a two-step. This brother out there doing a whole line dance, doing the Cupid Shuffle.
All right, man.
Oh. Man, look, man, going out there, and have a good time. All right?
Thank you.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. VIP. Catch her Wednesday nights here on Epiphany Radio at 9 p.m. Man, they're trying to give us the business tonight, J-Ron. They're trying to give us the business tonight, bro.
Bro, these poets, and these are just the first two. Lord have mercy,
right.
Jesus. Who's coming next?
Well, surprisingly and ironically, we've got the other host of the Erotic Love Zone. But not only does she host the Erotic Love Zone, she's also hosting Poetic Therapy with Stan the Man Phillips. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Dave. You know what? Y'all just going in tonight. Y'all.
I ain't do nothing.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. I'm just here so I don't get fined. I could care less about getting fired. I'm just going to show back up tomorrow. What up, for real? But anyway, it is for the love of poetry. But you know, I just don't want to be fined. You know, I can't afford them fines.
And he ain't gonna find me. He better not, cause I'll find his house. And anywho,
really, that's where we go.
Dope pieces. Y'all know me. Stop playing. Don't play with it. y'all pieces y'all just stay setting the bar high. But I appreciate it. I really, really do, because y'all make me want to grab my pen every single time. So it's all good. It's all good. The intimidation factor has kind of left the room. So it's all good.
What intimidation factor? What intimidation factor are you talking about?
Y'all used to have me trembling. I'm trying to tell you. You know, it was a long time before I started actually calling to get down. But I was scared. I was like, I can't spit. I can't hang. Mm-mm, nope.
You mean the original Get Down or the Get Down with me and Van?
The Get Down with you and Van.
J-Rod?
Yes, sir.
As she's talking about this intimidation factor, you know all that I'm seeing in my mind. You remember when Eddie Murphy and Beverly Hills Cop, you know, put a banana in the tailpipe? And they like, man, I ain't going to put a banana in the tailpipipe.
Hey, man, you're not going to put a banana in my tailpipe.
Hey, put a banana in the tailpipe. That's what you sound like right now.
I'm so serious. I'm telling you. You mean to tell me y'all don't remember? Yeah. It took a long time before I started calling this to get down? Huh?
Hey, man, you're not going to put a banana in my tailpipe.
Anyway, gentlemen, beautiful, beautiful poem, man. All right, man, I hustle, man. I hear you playing blackjack instead of stage on the front.
Man, listen, I had to make my money somehow. I had to make my money somehow. I made it.
On the bus.
Really? On the bus. Them kids hated me.
Wow.
You hear this?
Notice J. Rob, he said not spades, so he must know something about some spades, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been playing and watching spades since I was about 8, 9 years old.
What? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Listen.
I found out you can play spades for real. Okay.
Oh, all right. I plays for real, for real.
Oh, I plays for real.
Okay.
I plays for real.
Yeah.
I plays to win.
Oh,
I play to win.
All right, y'all. Y'all hear it?
We can get some cutthroat going. It ain't no problem over here.
Something is happening in Philly pretty soon. And if Poetic shows up to Philly, I'm praying for the
ain't
rest
no
of y'all.
If. Ain't no if.
No, Lord.
When he shows up in Philly, I'm praying for the rest of y'all.
Oh, Lord.
I'm praying for the rest of y'all. I'm just saying.
Lord. I'm
all
just
right.
Sit
just
in
bring
my
low,
corner and watch.
Just bring your low blows and sucker punches.
I'm just sitting in my corner and just watch. There go another one.
Man, they don't know. They know not what
they.
What did Jesus say? Forgive them, Lord. They know not.
They
don't know no better.
They don't know what they're doing. They just don't know.
Mm-hmm. I ain't saying nothing.
In the meantime, in between time, we're gonna get back to this because you know I'm getting ready to go in, and I don't want to do that. Right? I don't want to do that. I don't want to have you like my man in Harlem Nights calling home talking about you ain't coming home because the spades game is too good. I'm not going to have you like that, all right?
Oh,
we're not
going
to. We're not going to go
there. Van,
we're
going to beat them so bad. We're going to beat them so bad that she's going to be like, oh.
You know what? I ain't even got to say nothing. My game speaks for itself.
Check this out. Mm-hmm. They gonna be like, especially her. Mm-hmm. She's gonna be like, for real. If you gonna stick up for Van and J Rob, then we can all be some fighting motherfuckers up in here this evening.
right.
Come on, sucker. Come on. Bring your ass. For real's gonna be like, calm down. She's like, J. Robin, man, just call me out.
No.
And if you wanna
no.
stick up for them, then we can all be some fighting motherfuckers up in Philadelphia this evening.
Listen, Jay, that's not how For real's gonna be. For real's gonna be like, all right, y'all. I don't understand why y'all even got to be doing this, baby. But let's get back.
And before we all get into it, he's gonna be like, "Well, if you try to kick Van and J. Rob's ass, take your socks off."
Y'all crazy. All right. Oh man, I love y'all. Y'all crazy ass.
Well, the Pearl and Negra.
Yeah.
We want to know, are you the poet you've wanted to be?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to tell you all about it in my piece, too.
Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. There's a sound to my voice that I recognize now. Only am I the poet I wanted to be, but I surpassed a suppressed dream I once held after a time when I didn't believe that I could actually one day be the now poet of which I dreamed. By the guidance of Spirit's hands, I've been led to my inspirational soul tribe of poetry, where acceptance and love dwells. The smell of uniqueness fills the air when I'm with them, because that is where I've learned to pick up my pen. And I still am learning. Learning how to express the breaking through, heartbreaking, knowing I am a body that carries sadness as if it is the only thing that belongs there, because I've been broken. Being an introvert They gave me a safe space by showing me how to feel the ink flow through my veins as I open upon my transparency. And in turn, I give them me. Whether it be the hurting or the healing or the putting back together or the happy, there will always be something to say. Timeless. It will never be silent. And it will never go away. Because somewhere in someone's heart, somebody's story is always being told and created and read by poetry. And my poetry will never be done. So yes, I am a poet, I wanted to be. And then some. And I said peace.
I'm that poet and then some. She's like, what, you didn't know? What, you didn't know?
Right.
Yes, I am that poet.
As she bat her eyes and do her lock her way. And then some.
Mm-hmm. And try to take your attention off them spades. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the neck roll.
Y'all do know
that's
what's
your
on,
friend.
Right, y'all know it's on when you come to Philly, right?
Y'all we've heard this before, babe.
No, you ain't never heard me say this, honey.
We've heard this before.
You ain't never heard me.
It sounds like poetry to me, baby. It sounds like poetry. We're all spitting poetry. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to play spades, but me and Van is just spitting
mm-hmm.
poetry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying nothing.
Nothing.
And every time y'all lose a hand, one of y'all got to spit some poetry.
Well, I got an arsenal of pieces, but
off the top of your head, looks like me and Van will be quiet all night.
Yeah. Don't worry, I got you. You'll be all right.
You know, it's going and then it's going to be like,
personal.
Y'all trying to drag me to hell with you. I ain't doing it. Oh, you cutting up.
She won't. Wherever we at, she's going to walk out the door and be like,
right.
And me and Van going to have to be like, taxi. No. You get what I'm saying.
Okay.
But on a serious note, you know
come
what?
Come on, babies.
I love the positive affirmation of this piece to you as poet.
Thank you.
And that yeah. last line, like, you know, almost like, mother, you ain't no. It's okay. You don't need to ask nobody because I'm going to tell you. Phenomenal ink. It's phenomenal
Thank
ink.
You. No, I learned it all from y'all. You know.
All right.
Really?
And listen.
You
Listen.
Ain't hear me throw y'all up in there?
I heard
I didn't hear J-Rod the Wise Son. I didn't
I don't
hear poetic.
To say names. What, look, what's understood doesn't need to be spoken, baby. I said it. I know you heard it. My inspirational
no,
soul
like
trap of poetry.
I see this spoken sometimes.
I need my name said loudly so people know that I'm showing off. Yeah.
Loudly, you want me to say your name?
Softly.
You want me to say your name?
It is.
Say my name, Dan.
It is.
Say my
name.
Matter of fact, I'm putting that in the event page. Say my name.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well,
yep.
I'll say
That's
this.
What's
I'll say
dedicated
this.
To you.
I'll say this.
Like I'm supposed to know you was talking to me. You're supposed to say my name.
I'm getting out of here. I can't be serious.
You can't. You can't go just yet. You got to tell everybody where you be in the Epiphany Radio universe. You got to let them know.
Oh, that's right. All right. Well, alternating Saturday nights, everyone. I'm with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips. And that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stresses from healthy conversation and from open mic poetry. And every Wednesday night, y'all heard my partner, my sexy, sultry voice diva. I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Now, y'all come on up in there. We ain't going to give you the title just yet. You know how we play with you. We dangle. But guess what? Whatever we come up with, y'all going to love it. So y'all come on by. Get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Yes, you know. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Please go into the event page. Sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
Negra. On her way to the dance floor while she's checking out the event page, and then she's looking back, talking about, ooh, I hope he ain't watching. Ooh, he shows me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, y'all can watch me. Well, shit, I like to be watched. You ain't heard?
Mm-hmm. And then she looked back and go, ooh, he watching.
One
and be
love,
giggling
one
like.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl La Negra on her way to the dance floor. Man. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. Please, by all means, come on in. Press 1. We not going to bite.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
The wise son, man. First hour gone, bro. I mean, gone. How you feeling?
That man? Fast. I'm feeling groovy, man. Like in a Scooby-Doo movie. I'm just groovy, man. This was a really good hour, and I'm glad to hear these poets bring it the way they're bringing it, and I can't wait to see what comes next. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. But hearing you talk about Scooby-Doo, Is it just me, or does anybody else out there in poetry land listening to this show was trying to figure out how you can get one of those subs that Shaggy and Scooby used to eat in the show? Anybody? Is it just me? Because them
it's
subs
Philly,
used to look
it's
so
in Philly.
Good. Bro. But I am as equally as excited about the show tonight, bro, about the poets, about the poetry. It has been a phenomenal night of poetry.
Very much so.
We ready to keep the party going.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed. Who do we have up next, bro?
Up next, we got Amelia T. Davis. Welcome, Amelia. How you doing?
I am fabulous. Thank you for asking.
I did. I sure did. I deserved that one. You're welcome. J-Rock, you okay? You all
it's
right?
It's good to hear from you, Amelia. It's very good to hear from you this evening. And welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you.
Now, you've been listening.
Amelia.
And J-Rob.
Yep.
Go ahead, bro. You was already on that.
There you go. I'll say, Amelia, since have you been listening attentively to the show? Attentively. Cool. So, since you've been listening with great ears, let me ask the question and address it to you directly, if you don't mind. And the question this evening is, are you the poet you've wanted to be? Now, you can either give us a quick yes or no and then go into your piece, or your piece will explain your answer.
Well, I'll do a little of both. Actually, this piece dates back to actually near the beginning. It was written in 2013. I don't know if either one of you remember King Judah. He's since passed away, but I featured on his shows a couple of three or four times, I believe. And this piece was done for that. And I would say, actually, I have exceeded what my hopes were. And it is explained in this piece. So it's called, okay, Van will know this, but you probably aren't aware. My nickname is Mimi, and I haven't used that in a very long time. But when the poetry first hit, my page was under what I was called Mimi. And so this is, I was referred to as Poetess Mimi T. And so this piece is called Little Mimi 2, Poetess Mimi.
Go on and get on down.
When I was a child, I was full of wonder and surprise, happiness, and joy filled my day. I love stories of all types, to be whisked away to those far-off lands with castles and heroes and princesses. Wasn't long before I started creating my own. Instead of the grown-ups reading to me, I was reading to them. Soon, all I wanted to do was to read the words on a page and to create a word on that page. My life was filled with words and the love of words. Then in my late teens, I was told I was very good, but chances of ever being published would be rare. Down my dreams, gone was the wind beneath my sail. Writing was set aside for lovers and friends, finally to teach my son. yet it was my son who gave it back to me. One starry night, he gave me the mic, said, Mom, please stand up and do your thing. Read your poetry. So, dear, and so the rest is history. Here I am in front of you. And musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen and Peace.
This is pretty heartwarming.
Yeah.
I must say this is pretty heartwarming. Simplistic in its execution, but very heartwarming. I like it. I liked it. What do you say, Van?
I agree. It is a very heartwarming piece. And your cadence, you even changed your cadence while delivering it. And I want you to go back and listen to the playback of your cadence in this piece versus some of your other pieces when you do them. And this one is really soft. Yeah, Dynamic Ink. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
I liked it.
Thank you, Kings. Much love.
More than welcome.
One love, one mic. God bless both of you. Continued successes.
Thank you so much.
Thank
now
you.
Get yourself over to that dance floor and whoo, do what it is that you do.
Okay.
One love, one
Thank
mic.
You.
You're welcome. All right, y'all, that was Amelia T. Davis. Next up.
Who we got?
Bro, guess who we got?
Guess I can't guess.
You know what? You know what?
I can't guess. Mm-mm. I can't guess.
I'm going to let him give a slow roaring thunder and then be like, Harvey, Harvey, Harvey,
hey.
Harvey, Harvey,
Harvey. Y'all put your shoes back on.
What exactly are you doing? What y'all are doing?
What's up, Mojave? Ladies and gentlemen, it is Mr. Tuesday Night, Iron Man himself. It's Mojave. What's good with
the
you, bro?
The big bad wolf, the birthday boy, Mr. Majestic, that dude. That cat that walk on water when it's just letters and poetry. Mr. Cat Daddy himself, I said it already. Mojave.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's wild. that's wild. gentlemen, how are you this evening? How are you fellas feeling? How are you doing? We're here for another installment of the Incredible Get Down. So I had to get on down and call in, raise my hand, and get into the queue because I see what you gentlemen do. Y'all make dope things even doper. You make fly things even flyer. You make, you know, everybody says the shit, and y'all be like, nah, it's the whole sewer. That's what it is. That's how we rock.
There it is. There it is. And there he goes.
Mm.
So, and that's where we are.
All right, so is there a question? Is there a question, sir?
There is a question. Van Meadows?
There is. Mojave, my good brother.
Yes.
Are you the poet you've wanted to be?
No. See, I was quick, right? He was like, what?
Wow.
No. Why? Because we are always ever-changing, ever-growing, ever-evolving. We are always trying to push ourselves to be better. Our pen merely measures the history of our experiences at that point. And I know I have so much further for my pen to go. So no, I'm not where I need to be. But I'm going. I'm walking. I'm striving. I'm moving. And I'm crafting, creating, and reading, and pushing. And that's all I can do.
My man.
I dig that. I dig that.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling that as well. Dang, Mojave. One of the things that you said there, you talk about we're ever evolving. And you want to know one of the horrible things about evolving in today's time?
I don't know. What's the most horrible thing about evolving in today's time?
Is that we're still evolving based off of how we're treated as a race of people.
This is true.
And as poets, we often speak for those who cannot speak because they've been silenced, because they're no longer here to speak for themselves. And in the evolution that you speak of, every single day, there is something malicious that has happened, whether it's done by our own race's hand or by another race, that we have to speak on. I don't know how many of you are familiar with what's happening in Haiti. But
I have somebody, one of my people who lives in Haiti right now, and they can tell you some things. They're a professor at the university right now and actually teaching kids. They got stories. Matter of fact, and she's a phenomenal poet. When I say phenomenal,
man, we need her on, bro. We need her on. I'm just saying.
I'll make that for you. I'll talk to her. I'll get it for you next week. She's about to do a workshop for the drip. Because I was like, nah, you need to teach this workshop for the drip so they catch on to all this. Because, you know, you got all that abracadabra magic in your pen. You need to share some of that. You know, but she'll tell you all the stuff. Like, you know, she'll tell you why she doesn't stop. Like, people will run up on your car. And then she said that the incredible kindness of the people that are there. She said that, you know, somebody had asked her for something. He's like, oh, you want bread? He's like, I'll take you to get some bread. He's like, how is it that you're poorer than me and yet you're willing to give me all your thing? He said, such is the name, you know, such is the people it is, you know, that it is in Haiti. Like, one of my fraternity brothers, my ADP actually, Assistant Dean of Pledging, he goes over there routinely, you know, and so literally, like, he does so much for his particular thing. Like, when he comes in, it's like we clap his hands, a block will stand up, because that's just how much work he does. He literally works like that. But, yeah, it's a problem and it's an issue currently. There's so many different things. There's so many different angles we could approach this on, but I don't want to take up the time talking about that. But I get what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for that, good brother.
I just want to be, King just Drip. Let us know when she comes up, because I want to be there.
No, she's going to hop on. She's not leaving Haiti anytime soon. But, I mean, she'll get on the phone quick. You know, she'll do that, you know, in a thing. But she's phenomenal. You can look up. It was Christine Jean Blaine. She has a social media going on IG. She's phenomenal. Phenomenal. When I talk about that, I mean, like, you know, I've been very blessed to meet some poets that really just have, you know, like, they get in their bag and they do it. But, you know, I plan on doing a crazy fly speak in July. Like, I plan on doing the craziest fly speak that I can. And I'm going to have her and a few other people that just, you know, I just want them to just destroy the mic so that, you know, for real, fire me and tell me, yo, why you break the mic? So I'm like, hey, well, you know, I'm just going to show up tomorrow. Like, we ain't not have it. No.
Like, it never happened.
Like, it never happened.
Well, my good brother, are you ready to go ahead and get on down?
Well, I'm confused. I have a piece, but it's terribly emotional.
We didn't.
It's terribly emotional.
We don't care. You know, I got a box of tissues. Yeah, you got a box of tissues.
I'm already crying. I'm just waiting for the bitch. I'm already crying.
I'm in.
I'm going over you.
Cause only there's something wrong. I don't know what it is. Came back.
Go ahead.
Get on down,
bro.
All right. I can remember going over to the Rose house to talk to Ronnie. Ronnie was one, the son of Reggie, whose mother's name I cannot recall, but she was very good friends with my mom. Mr. Rojo, a classic Chrysler, or it might have been a Ford. I know that cars in the neighborhood were driven by the first settlers of the development, and Mr. Rowe was married to Mrs. Rowe, who had emerged from a hidden room, maybe a kitchen, in a wrinkled moo-moo, no bra, white afro, hair crazy, language crazier, and she would curse at Ronnie and Jamal, his little brother. And they had a German shepherd who was gentle, if that was a thing, versus the yard next door, which is the Cupids. They were all related, whose dogs bit my brother in his armpit, and nothing happened, but the dogs always stopped short of the Rose yard. Miss Rowe, who emerged in this wrinkled nightgown, wild hair, wild eyes, yell, threatened us, act crazy, Mr. Rose shepherding her back to the hidden room. And the way that they said dementia scared me. Dementia. And now I'm a prisoner. I've watched my mother go in and out of hospital facility to recovery, to move from work and being able to walk up the stairs to being confined to a bed, barely able to walk to a chair, a portable commode that depends on where she is. And when you get these amazing moments of clarity, then there's tears, angers, fears, demands, commands. She cursed me out for not paying attention by playing on my phone, yelling bitch to a perceived female voice. I'm scared. I've already lost all of my grandparents, two brothers, and now my mother talks incessantly, loses where she is, falls asleep, complains of pain. I watch her functions that move from high to low, watch her move slow, much slower than I've ever seen her move before. Hair wild. My brother is now an usher, who all is a holder of the stakes, and sometimes I just refuse to see her. So I can't take the heartbreak. Poem.
This is not easy. This is not easy because I've been in this situation, and so has Van. But not speaking for Van, I'll speak for myself. The reason this is not easy because this type of poetry pulls your heartstrings because it's a very realistic thing that I don't want anyone else to go through. So without saying a whole lot, because this piece pulls at my heartstrings, and I'm not going to get emotional on this line because then I'm not going to be able to finish this show. I'm going to talk to you after this show because I'm holding some prayers for you. Van Meadows.
I will tell you, this was not a piece I was expecting to hear with Mother's Day around the corner. It was beautifully painful ink. Definitely tugs at my heartstrings. And these kind of pieces are really hard to discuss. And you delivering it, I know it's not easy to deliver. But I will say this. If there is a loved one that you don't talk to for whatever reason, let today be the day, just choice, to be the person that offers the olive branch and reach out first. Tomorrow's not promised. Javi, I appreciate you for delivering such a powerful piece. Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't know I was going to get it out, but I got it out. So it's, I know everybody's expecting me to come in and do some King Drip shit, but yeah, no. I made up my mind. Like, I'm definitely going to let a lot of the stuff that I sit on, the poems that y'all never hear, that have everything to do with me, my personal transparency, you know, my aches, my pains, my heartache, not to traumatize people, but it's a part of it. How I think, why I think, how I love, all of it, it's all coming. And I thank you for the space. I thank you for having me. And I understand exactly what you're saying. There are certain things that even I am not prepared to do. And I'm not going to be the person to tell you that I'm scared. That's all I can tell you. I hurt. It's not the person I know. And then, you know, and then to find out all this other history that came out by talking to my brother and all those things. And so it's like, you know, carrying emotional burdens will literally, you know, keep you from doing certain things because you'd be like, you want to wonder why certain things happen or how come or, you know, if you love me, why can't you love my brother the same way that you love me? Why can't you give him the same amount of affection? Why don't you cry when you see him? Why is every time he reaches out, you slap his hand away? Why? I don't have any answers. I wish I did. But it's even worse at the fact that she's losing herself in front of my eyes, and there's nothing I can do about it. There's no magic pill. There's no needle. There's no treatment. You have to watch this person fade away. This is the person who you came from. There's an eerie feeling. An eerie feeling. Anyway, I gotta go. I said too much.
All right, bro. We love you, man.
All right.
Talk, King. Love you, boy.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tuesday Night. Delivering an emotional, powerful piece. Catch him out this Tuesday for War Council. That is Mojave. Wow. Next up, Jay, you all right?
I'm good. Right. I'm good. I just need a couple of seconds. I'm good.
All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about this gentleman at the top of the show. You've had the pleasure of hearing his voice 7 weeks in a row, 3 weeks as an artist, and 4 weeks as a host. And depending on where you are in the world, you may have been putting them on replay because you have the ability to listen to the shows and all the streaming platforms that we offer. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the newest Epiphany family member, host of Iron Sharpens Irons. Iron Sharpens Iron, ladies and gentlemen, Anonymity. What's good with you, bro?
What's good, my brothers? What's good? What's good?
What's happening, King?
You, man. What's happening, bro?
Yo, I'm chilling. Like, yo, I got here. I had a crazy day. And I wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to make it. But I did, and it's everything that I need because it was one of them days. And I was just saying that pen, that ink that Javi just spit, like, first of all, it's been flame all night, but the platform, like, sometimes poetry can save lives. You know what I'm saying? So I know that for a fact. So, yeah, well, that's what the platform's for. Let the pen bleed. Let it bleed.
Yes, sir.
Don't hold it back. That's what it's there for. That's when, you know what I'm saying, you rise above things, and that's the platform that we have. So, yeah, it's just I love it. But what's good? What's good? What's good?
Man, listen, if I had your hand, I would throw my hand in.
So, yo, it's I had to, you know what I mean, to get down. So I had to come through and get down, and you know what I'm saying, much love for everything that you brothers did for me. So, you know, just to be here and as you announced, I mean, look, respect for that. Thank you. And look, man, this is what we do. This is why we're here. So I'm listening to Flame.
Amen. And amen.
You know, that's where we at.
Hey, man,
this is where we are. This is who we are.
Actually, before we get into the question for you, man, do you mind sharing a little bit about Iron Sharpens Iron? So those who didn't know last week, who missed it, so we can build up that anticipation of them wanting to be there next week. Let them know a little bit about it, bro.
Iron Sharpens Iron is exactly what it says. It's designed for like-minded artists, writers, singers, people who build in their craft and want to share, to step from behind their sensitivity and get offered a chance for feedback. Now, last week's show, it was nothing but fire. Nothing but fire came through. I mean, it was respect due, and that's what it's about. It's about stretching your pen. It's about taking appreciation for the art of the gift. It's not even, it's an art, but it's also a gift. The appreciation for the gift and the power that we have, we speak about the platform, and sometimes when you feel like you have nothing, and all those thoughts bottled up, to have the ability to create art from it, and it's the truth, it's as deep as it gets, it can touch someone else within the earshot because they're going through something, and just to know that they're not the only one. So you have that gift, that ability to be able to paint a picture and take a person into somewhere to get them from where they are. There's somebody sitting behind bars that your poetry can save their life so they don't hang themselves that night. To understand that it's a rising, just the power in your pen, in your metaphor, in your gift. I just love it. It's something that I don't take for granted and I never will. So that's how I'm talking about it. Yeah.
Awesome, bro. That's what I'm talking about. I love it, man. I can't wait for the next show. But J-Rob has a question for you, my brother.
Young man.
Yes, sir.
Got a yes or no question for you. Or a yes or no question that can be explained in your poetry. Are you the poet that you always wanted to be?
I'm going to let the poem speak for itself.
That being the case, I'm going to move Van out the way because, you know, he be hogging the mic. I mean, I hog the mic more than him, but he be hogging the mic. So I'm going to move him out the way, and we're going to both let you go on and get on down.
I'm going to do what I do. The awakening of a new vision displays my presence brighter than that of the energy which illuminates the sun. But I don't speak of my complexion. I reference back to my reflection transmitting positive energy through reciprocity. I am an audacity of hope, holding on to a dream held by the manifestation of a descent who ascended from slavery, creating the pathways of his own destiny, one metaphor at a time. I speak my truth through simile. Paint pictures through depictions of pretty haikus shared upon a platform of free verses. I've campaigned on a trail of black ink and white sheets, armed with a double-edged felt tip, delivering my speeches edited? Fuck no. For my words have been freed by the power of an expression, delivered through the projection of my voice through the art of a spoken word to take my seat as commander-in-chief on center stage. So ask yourself, do you believe? My thoughts have been composed in prisons, imprisoned by the lines which attempts to hold wisdom, spreading truth like gospel. So I am scripture, the message that's been received with so much controversy for spilling raw emotions without censor, bold enough to spit in the face of adversity, one pen stroke at a time. I've spilled my ink on the battlefields, drank from the fountains of truth until my cup runneth over with words regurgitated onto paper, offering my heart as a sacrifice on hostile stages raging, hope and love might reciprocate through the sounds of clapping hands and snapping fingers as confirmation that somebody within earshot felt me tonight. See, I have loved you with every word I have ever written, whether through open arms or conviction. Either way, I gave my peace to uplift you, to empower you, to walk beside you, to sharpen iron. I am exactly what I hope for. I am exactly what I stand for. And I am exactly what I write for. And for that, I am a poet and peace.
Now that is exactly what we're talking about tonight. Van Meadows.
Yo, the truth, the realism, the wordplay, the confirmation at the end. For that, I am a poet. Purely phenomenal, bro. Purely phenomenal. Prodigious. Why, son?
This is what we're talking about. This is what I'm talking about. I knew you'd come up with something, but I'm glad it was this. And I'm glad you executed it in such a way that made it palatable for a lot of the listeners. And for people who haven't heard you before, this is a confirmation as to why you are the poet that you are. And this reaffirms that, yeah, you are the poet that you were supposed to be and who God has anointed you to be. Salute, King.
Respect, respect, respect. That's what we do. That's what we do. So, I mean, proclamation, right? I love the topic tonight. Definitely where I needed to go. So, respect to that. And, yeah, I'll just share. Iron sharpens iron. Not this coming Friday, not tomorrow, but the following Friday. It's on every other Friday from 10 p.m. on the airwaves till 12, but if we go into overtime, it means the show is dope and topics are doing what they're supposed to have, not topics, the ink, because we don't, Iron Sharpens Iron is not about topics. It's about bringing that poem that you want to, that you want some critique on. It's about sharpening your ink. So that's the platform for it. I hope if you an earshot that you come out, you know what I'm saying? And look, support, something going on every night. Van Meadows Poetic is going to tell you the rundown. So it's something going on every night on Epiphany. So much love to the Epiphany family. Much love to every listener. And much love to all the ink that's spilling out there inspiring me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But I'm going to make my way on the dance floor. They jam it out there.
Absolutely.
Salute, King. Tell them, check that event page out. It's real popping tonight, y'all.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. So, look, one love, one mic to y'all, and I'm still listening in. Keep it going.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love,
ladies,
one mic.
Gentlemen, that is Anonymity, new Epiphany host, every other Friday, next Friday at 10 p.m., Iron Sharpens Iron, from a royal pen perspective. Next up, J-Rob.
Come on now.
God, man, listen, y'all. We don't have us a gentleman. We don't have us a knight. We don't have us a prince. Instead, what we do have, we have is a...
Is
sir.
A...
Ladies,
there you go.
And gentlemen, Sir Lawrence. What's good with you, my brother?
Good, what's good? Gentlemen.
What's happening?
What is happening, my brother?
You know, this is what I told her the last time she asked me that. I said, besides me, let me think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My man. Some people in the back ain't get that one. They ain't get it.
They ain't get
some people in the back didn't get it.
That didn't fly over their head. That sailed over their head.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I've been missing you guys, man. I'm here tonight though. That's for sure. How about that?
Oh man,
I'm
digging
it.
Glad to have you here, bro. We're glad you're here, bro. We've been missing you too, bro. We need your ink, man. Whatever the situation is, it don't matter. You're here right now in this present time.
Dick. Oh, yeah.
That part.
I forgot. There's one part that was missing earlier when you were saying, say my name. But you got to add the part two to that. Say my name, you know who I am.
Uh-oh, Jay.
Okay. Now Let him finish, Ben. Let him finish.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Sir Lawrence.
What up?
See, Jay, he was finished.
So, Ben, is it your turn?
He was finished, Jay.
He was finished? My bad. Go ahead, Ben. My bad.
Sir Lawrence. So, brother, the question for the evening, man, is, are you the poet you've wanted to be?
Wow, you know, that's interesting because that's past tense. But you know what? The blanket answer would be no. Because when my poems generate a monetary concern because of everything else that entails, then I would be the poet that I wanted to be. Mm.
Okay. I like that response. I do. J-Rob, your thoughts?
I'm with that because that's an open and honest answer. Self-reflectively open and honest. I can dig that. I'm with it. But what that pen's saying, though.
Yeah, so if you're ready, if your pen is locked and loaded, bro, you ready. I want you to go ahead and get on down.
Okay, this is a different kind of piece, so I'm gonna roll with it. It's called What's in Your Pen? I'll show you my ink. If you show me your thoughts, they both flow. Are you paying attention to the color representation that goes deeper than what follows each capital letter sitting squarely on the line? Who is this non-resident alien with all rights reserved? The thread of thought bringing a set of words as a space combo. And you think keeping your age a secret by protecting your birthday while overlooking the straw man taking more identities of you? Sir Lawrence.
You know, Sir Lawrence, man, your pieces, man, they always challenge you to go deeper and make you think. Man, hey, you hit this dope piece, man. You hit this?
This is a bad boy. This is just a bad boy. And the thing is, he's so melodic and it's like that cool ass violin at a jazz joint. And then he takes a pull of the cigarette, puts it down, and goes, "Sir Lawrence," puffs the smoke and walks off the stage. It's just what I hear in my head. You know, I'm always in jazz mode, and I'm just hearing him when he's spitting. And it's a smoky jazz club in Greenwich Village, cigarette smoking and whiskey shots. And, yo, he gives it to them, and the crowd is like, "Yo, peep this." And when he finishes, he's just like, "Sir Lawrence."
Right.
And walks off the stage.
One of them spots where the smoke's so thick you can actually cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
Cut it.
And he just walks off the stage and he like, "This dude here." You know, and he like, "So who was that?" He like, "I don't have no idea, but he's just damn."
Right on,
I dig
man.
It. And dig it. I really enjoy this piece. All bullshit to the left. I really enjoy this piece, but when I'm hearing you, that's what I was hearing. I'm hearing a jazz violinist do that nice and slow while you're spitting it, and you're just leaving the audience with that. Take that, Sir Lawrence. And walk off the stage, and they're just like, that dude is cool as hell.
But you know what, though? For real, I'm going to tell you something that inspired this piece. I'm among a few things that were already mentioned. Well, when I found out that, why do you think that they always insist that you use black ink when you sign a document? And then I found out that because black ink, huh?
Because black ink what, brother?
Represents death.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why, I mean, each color has its own representation in terms of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so,
right,
yeah, so hence paying attention to the color representation, you know, that's what inspired this piece.
I can dig that. I can dig that. That's like a Louisiana thing when they tell you about particular colors and what colors that you can and can't wear during funerals.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yep. Next time, pay attention, and then the other one that'll get you is, you know, when you don't sign your name in capital letters, and then that immediately draws attention or whatever, because if you'll notice, whenever you get a bill. You get some form of letter, something coming from, your name is in all caps.
In most cases, yes.
Yes.
Especially when it's a new correspondence.
Yes, and everything, and that's an indication. You ever notice how, especially now, they so quick to ask you for your social security number. When it used to be, that was almost taboo to give anybody your social security number. Now they toss it around like it ain't no big deal. And then you
and
find
unless
out
you're
every
pretty
time,
hip to that.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, brother.
No, I was going to say, and then you find out every time you give up, every time you verbally give up your social security number, you've just agreed to let them assign another person to you, and that's another debt that you've incurred.
Very true.
Wow. See, Southern's coming through, giving us an education, bro. I love it, man. I love it. But now, Sir Lawrence, You got to get out there on that dance floor, bro. Your pen is slick. Your words are slick. And for a sir, I hope them moves is just as slick.
I know. I brought my oil can with me. These knees.
That's my brother.
That's all right.
But one love, one mic, bro. Get on out there on that dance floor, man.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sir Lawrence. Man, next up on the mic, man, I hope you holding on to your seat belts. I hope you put away every single solitary emotion that you've ever had about anything in life away and tapped on your funny bone and said, hey, that Negro coming to the mic. Well, he only half. But y'all know what I mean. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Metaphoria, Epiphany Zone. What's good, bro?
Shit. I'm having to get back to normalcy. I got lost there for a minute. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, but okay, I'm back. All right. 440-9460-469. That's my social security number. My credit is fucked anyway. Can't nobody else do nothing with it. I can't do nothing with it, so fuck it. But how y'all doing? I'm in all capital.
Really?
Fuck it.
That's where we at?
I'm just saying, you know, how y'all fellas doing? Y'all all right?
Tonight's a good night, bro. How are you doing?
It's a great night, bro.
Cinco de Mayo. Shit, I'm Mexican today. Si, senor, beans, burritos, and Taco Bell to everybody. I celebrate all these holidays. Shit, especially the drinking ones. Hey. Y'all have a good
especially
Cinco de Mayo?
I don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo, but okay.
You should. It's fun. Down the Mexican women, they get drunk and loose. Ain't nothing like a good loose Mexican woman. I'm telling you. Yeah, they're going to the bar to look for something later.
Okay.
They're called whores, John. Mexican whores. They wear thick, dark lipstick, and they got big ass eyebrows.
You got any midgets? Did you grab your midget?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I was in Oklahoma City a couple weeks ago, and I was probably rude because I seen a midget worker. And she walked past, and before I knew it, I said, hey, goddamn, it's a midget. I was like, oh, I guess I wasn't supposed to say that loud. It went over her head any fucking way. Yeah, shit. It was alright.
J-Rob, get your man, bro. Get your man. It went over her head. Get your man.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Why I'm supposed to call them little people? Hell, they'll call me big. Well, fuck, you're a midget. Shit.
You're
6'13". Well, I'm saying, you know, why we got to call? I'm like this. They still call me nigga. Well, they going to be fucking midgets. I ain't calling them little people.
What midget
you
call you?
You
going to
be a midget
anyway.
Or vertically challenged?
Nope. I'm not. I ain't falling for the banana and tailpipe. Nope.
We're not falling for it.
It's hard to get your banana and their tailpipe. You got to lift them up. Especially when you're my height, you got to put them on a big pillow or something. Then you can get your banana in their tailpipe. But that's neither here nor there. That's a whole nother subject, you know. But a good show from what I've heard so far, you know. Shout out to Eminem and Neil, new host of Epiphany. Hell, I can't say your name just yet. I'm trying to learn that word. You know, that's from the 13th grade. I just made it to the 12th. But I'm going to learn how to say it. For real, going to be the last person to learn how to say it. He fuck up everybody's name. So
actually,
just get ready
actually,
for it.
Actually, he says it. He says it, bro.
Oh, shit. Now I feel like I went to the special class if I can't say the shit and for real can say the shit.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You the guy that says I put my shoes on.
Before my pants. Yeah. But it's good to see we got more light-skinned people here at Epiphany.
You shut up.
We are taking over. Light skin privileges. We're deep in this motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I just figured I'd shoot the shit with y'all for a while. Y'all gave Javi 15 fucking minutes, so y'all better not rush me off this motherfucker in two. I told y'all about that shit before. Y'all always do that shit. I forget a whole goddamn 30-minute series.
We already,
and the rest of it is 2 minutes.
We already
tired of this shit.
We already had 3 minutes, Steve. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Well, I got 12 to go, but now I'm going to get in my piece. Y'all got a question, though. I'll wait on the question. Go ahead. My bad.
J-Rob, is it you or me? I lost track.
It's you, big bro.
It's me? All right. Mr. Metaphoria, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Are you the poet you've wanted to be?
You're fucking right. I'll
my
tell
man.
You why. When I started, when I really got into the grasp of why I enjoyed writing poetry, it was the fact of being able to speak for the unspoken. And I feel I'm able to do so. So that's where I wanted to be with this. You know, some people, they may have all these thoughts they want to say and don't know really how to express it. And if I can express it for them, whether I know their story or not, if I could tell a person's story that I don't even know and it touches them, that's the success of this to me. You know, fuck the pay from the shit, the hand claps and all that shit. Because a lot of them hand claps you get is bullshit anyway. Like, you know, you could post a piece at noon and it's a five-minute read. And before 12:01, a motherfucker say, oh, I loved it. I mean, get the fuck out of here with that shit. You fucking lying. You couldn't read it that fast. It's a five-minute read. There's no way in here you read it in a minute and heard what the fuck I was saying. So for those that really grasp your shit and hold on to it and feel it, if you can touch people like that, it's a success. You know, all that other shit, fame and popularity, it's just bullshit because they have them people lying any fucking way. So I'm totally satisfied in where I'm at in poetry, being that I have been able to reach people and touch people, you know, in a different type of way to make them possibly smile, to give them some type of relief of some sort, or even just to speak their story. So, yeah, I'm there.
Right.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Dave. I love it, man. I love it. And that's
appreciate it.
I want y'all to understand something. David said that he's not a poet; he's a creative writer. So I don't know why he's saying he is the poet that he wanted to
be.
Poets
too goddamn sensitive. Yeah, y'all know them poets too damn sensitive. Y'all deal with some of these crazy motherfuckers come through here each week. Y'all seen them? They depressed every goddamn week. Every time you ask them, how you doing? Oh, my back bad. My head hurt. My asshole too big and all that old bullshit. You got to have a good fucking day every once in a while. Poetry ain't fucking depressing all the time. Hell, quit trying to make people want to fucking rub your back and all that shit all the time. Hell, enjoy life. Motherfucker, you living. Everybody ain't wake up this morning. You living, but you want to complain every fucking day. Fuck that. And yes, I cuss. There ain't number of grown people on this show. Y'all don't like the way I cuss, fuck it. Block me, don't follow me, don't listen to me. Put your fucking phone on mute and go take a piss or something. I don't give a shit. But it's the truth. Tired of hearing all that shit all the time. I'm just complain. Goddamn, you living. I love all my knee pain. I love my back pain. All this other shit. You know why? I'm alive to feel that shit. So I'll take it all.
Yeah, bro.
I ain't coming through here with that depressed shit all the goddamn time. I love the fuck out of me some life. And I knew y'all do, too, and that's why I come through here and
absolutely
fuck with y'all. But some of them goddamn poets is crazy as hell.
Absolutely.
If I had about three more shots in me, I'd probably call out names. But since I don't, I'm going to be politically correct on here to get down family show, you know. And I could just hear J-Rob saying, yo, Dave, the family show, stop it. So I ain't going to do it, but y'all know what it is.
Yes, sir, good brother.
But
now that we got
get out of y'all way whenever y'all ready.
I was just going to say, man, go ahead and get on down.
This is called "As a City That Never Rests." There's a city that never rests. Its citizens are so cold and weary as they walk about the streets so dreary, aimlessly searching for the unknown. I watch through fog-stained windows, each step taken day by day by each step taken day by day by each footstep on a path led astray. And I wonder, how comes a day in which in every way everyone has been put asunder, when every difference appears the same, as a city that never rests? In the gloom of its alleyways echoes the whimpers of the wayward son. Upon the awakening of the morning sun, I spoke with him.
though he seemed tired and grim. He told me tales he had never told another soul, of how, though his heart beats, it's riddled with holes, of how the emptiness unable to be filled carries a torturous silence unable to be killed, and how he wanted more than anything to be normal. I hear his cries every night. To look into his eyes, one becomes engulfed in immense fright, as a city that never rests. Stumbling is the one who drinks poison from a decorative chalice and hopes to protect the core from chaos and malice, beating on the doors of a tranquil palace. Repeated awakenings upon unfamiliar floors with amnesia the night before, but expression flows not without the impression of sin's aggression. I've spoken with him in both states of being, and within his eyes I recall seeing volcanic eruptions of fire-breathing pain, yet he never cries, not even when hidden by the rain. Is a city that never rests. And I cannot find time to sleep because constantly through these windows I peep, keeping close watch on every citizen in which I was blessed and cursed to meet. The young man who cried in his own abyss all alone. The drunken man who hopes to find his way home. The rehabilitated whore who sleeps loosely no more. The thief who steals the dreams of those with so much left to explore. A multitude of more I've had the chance to meet. Repeatedly as I've traveled these restless streets. Many differences and so many similarities, yet all praying for the soul to be kept. For all so often feel forgotten, left, trapped, imprisoned by the city that never rests. Such a beautiful mess. This collection of imperfections, but I continue to watch as they pass, repeatedly wiping away the memory of the looking glass. In peace.
Wow.
Okay, this one I wasn't ready for. I thought he was going to keep clowning for a little while, but he actually didn't, and he came with this. Damn it. This is the bad part about me not taking notes, because there was a line in the middle of this piece that I was really digging, and I wanted you to explain, but I'm going to wait for the podcast, and I'm going to bring it up on the next show that you come on. But this is an overall really, really, really solid piece. And you gave an explanation to it. And that I like. That I like in totality. Excuse me. I was going to say totally, but it's totality. In its totality, I enjoyed this piece and how you executed it. But I honestly thought you were going to be joking around, and you didn't. So curse me for that, but this piece is still dope.
Well, thank you. But, you know, John, you know, I fuck with you all the time. I'm telling y'all listening. It is my plan every week to piss John Robinson the fuck off to where he is. Like, I'm going to ruin his day one day of the week to have him be like, man, fuck that nigga. But that's just my plan. How we fuck with each other. He know it. He gets pissed off at me sometimes. He know I be doing the shit on purpose. Just sometimes he be like, fuck that nigga. But, you know, when it comes to this poetry thing, I try to keep up with y'all, you know, so I got to be serious and try to be deep because, like I said, y'all know all them words from the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th grade. I didn't make it that far, so I just tried to take these little words and put them together and make it sound like something so I could fit in with the cool kids. That's all it is.
That's what's up. This is a dope piece. What say you, Van Meadows?
Yeah, I agree. This was a pulchritudinous piece, bro.
What the fuck you say? I can't even Google that shit. I can't spell half the word. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I ain't never heard that word.
Thank you. There was a whole range of emotions that went through this piece, from the writer to the speaker to the individual identified in the piece. We talk about things like the looking glass. This was a phenomenal write, Dave. I know you talk about trying to keep up with us, but sometimes after we hear your pieces, we like, dang, we got to come up to his level. So, phenomenal ink, bro. Phenomenal ink.
I think. Like I tell y'all all the time, hell, I ain't shit. I love to be in the presence of y'all, you know. And I know some of the mornings I'll be like, oh, fuck, here you go again, because I call y'all early in the morning. But I call y'all because I fuck with y'all. Y'all know if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. But I just want to always make sure y'all get some type of laugh in the morning and start your day great.
Sincere, you got to start joining the morning calls because we have a lot of fun in the morning. So join in when you can. I promise it's just good times and shit. You know, we need more light-skinned people in there. You know, we're taking over slowly.
Since Tuesday and Thursdays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, I can't be on a call because I'm actually physically in the office. So, I politely push the red button. There's too many people around me to deal with the shenanigans that go on in that call. But my brother, we're going to get you over to the dance floor. I mean, I know you probably won't do nothing, but probably just hang up because that's what you do. But stick around, man, if you can.
I'm going to go over here and play with La Perla Negra's Pearl. That's what I'm going to do. On the dance floor.
All right.
So y'all get the mop ready.
Appreciate y'all, Mike, bro.
What love, what Mike.
What love, what Mike.
He's
that
good.
Is Mr. Metaphoria. Wow.
What love, Jay.
That boy said he going to play with La Pearl's Pearl on the dance floor. That's your man's. That's your man. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. If you're listening in online, it's 11:07. You got kicked off because you didn't dial in. I mean, we tell you all the time, dial in before 11 o'clock. Otherwise, once 11 o'clock hit, you cannot get in back into the show. I mean, you could if you know somebody that already dialed in and they could three-way you in. I mean, there are ways around it, but who want to go through all that work? Just dial in yourself. You got your phone.
Stop playing.
Just dial in. Before, you know, there's a commercial, right? There's a commercial about, what is it, the car show people, and it's got Vivica Fox. You seen that commercial? Anybody seen that commercial? And she'd be like, darlings, this is very important. Darlings, this is important. Call before your car breaks down. Darlings, this is very important. Call before 11 o'clock. Okay, now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's keep the party going.
Who else we got, Kay?
They know who we be.
Next up on the mic, J-Rob, is our good brother, Jess J, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Man, what's going on with y'all? How y'all doing?
What's happening, Jess J?
Nothing much, J-Robski. How you doing, bro?
Another day in the hood, Ski. It's what we do, Ski.
Now we stuck on skis. That's what's up.
Hey, better be stuck on skis than to be stuck on ski slopes.
You've been waiting to use that one. I know that was part of your arsenal, man. You're like, oh, man.
20 days. 20 days.
Right.
20 days.
Right.
20 days.
That's what's up, man. Y'all sound like y'all having a really good show in here, man.
Tonight's been a good night, man. How you been?
Sweet.
Yes, sir.
I've been all right, man. I came back over here and I seen some of the different things that was going on. I was like, oh, man, I got to go ahead and be checking in with these guys all the time, apparently.
Apparently. Well, water's fine over
got
here.
Got to, man. Got
the
to.
Water is dope over here, man. Come on. The water's fine.
It is dope over here. I'm 2 days and I'm two weeks in a row now.
See?
That's what I'm talking about.
See?
And building momentum. See? See?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
And with that, that's what's up.
Well, my brother.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do
for y'all.
Yes, sir.
Well, before you do that, J-Rob got a question for you.
All right.
My question, big bro, is this. Are you the poet that you've always wanted to be? You can give us a quick yes or no. Or you can give it to us in your piece of poetry.
No. I don't have it in a piece of poetry, but I'm going to go ahead and say no. Yeah, the poet that I am now is a poet that I didn't think I could become. I just thought it was, you know, just, you know, guys doing on Deaf Comedy Jam and Deaf Poetry Jam and all that other type of stuff, and I always wonder how they did it. Now I'm starting to understand how they did it. They were just regular people just like us, and they just wanted to do it.
Some are. But listen,
yeah.
I'm going to get Van out the way for a hot second because I'm itching to hear what you're bringing to the table tonight. So we're going to do what we do and move out the way so you can do what you do. And, brother, go ahead and get on down.
All right. I'm going to do the piece that I had did in here Monday, I believe it was. With the weight of the world on my head, my tears form a mighty river of renewal and rejuvenation. As these poems flow down this river of hope, dreams, levees, and leans, even in tumultuous streams, water froths into cream. As I hold my head high so the water cascades to feed the young blades of grass, this is full body kneading, full body feeding of the sound of sight. Melodies make light in my mind's eye. I'm blind. I've never seen the tear, but yet my eyes weep within the melodies of rhythms as my heart sways like a willow in the winds of change and upheaval. As mountains push their peaks into the thoughts of solidarity, in my mind's eye, I see you and I at the precipice, at the nexus of bliss and ecstasy. It's not just a dream. It's you next to me. Warm are my eyes in your beauty as we gracefully dance in the sun of our love, lingering in love, like two marionettes who are made for each other. Those lost puzzle pieces of completion that was thought not possible. So when I found you, I thought it was not true. Even when we were locked in unison, my mind would not bend. The truth was, I fell in love with hurting, fell in love with searching, and fell in love with disdain and dismay to my own surprise. I fell in love with being afraid. I chose not to see you, even though everything I was recognized in you. I was starving in this small house dipped in honey. From you, from your being, the beautiful you of you. Too long has my appetite gone for naught and not seized the cone. The cone, the sweet honey cone of your opulence that now makes my mind's eyes shine. Because your taste has brought my sight to full sun brilliance, and your nectar removed my blinders, and ushered love into this dry cave, and poured water onto this withered heart.
Yeah. I'm a nickname this piece New York, New York. The reason I'm a nickname this New York, New York is because it's so nice that you had to say it twice. Just like New York, New York, and you did this on Monday, you brought it again to the Get Down on Thursday. I enjoyed it then, and I enjoyed it now. So thank you for bringing us a piece of New York, New York. That's all right.
Yes, sir, man.
That's all right.
Man, y'all two guys and really helped with my maturation of this poetry stuff.
Absolutely, man. I'm glad we're able to help. I heard the piece on Monday. I enjoyed it then. I do enjoy it now. But now I have something different. Now I have something different, which is going to be a challenge for you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Run me that line back where you talk about precipice, nexus. Run me that line back.
Yes, sir. All right. As mountains push their peaks into the thoughts of solidarity, in my mind's eye, I see you and I at the precipice, at the nexus of bliss and ecstasy. It's not just a dream. It's you next to me.
Okay. I want you to use that line in a completely different piece and make a whole new poem just from that line. That is your starting line.
Got you.
That's your starting line.
Got you. Yeah. All right, I got you.
Because there is something about that line that's magical, sensual, pleasurable, and I really want to see how you create with that line in a new piece, because I feel it, and I can hear it. So I can.
Whenever you give me a challenge like that, it always turns out good. So I'm definitely gonna run with this.
My man.
In the words of Flavor Flav, in the words of Flavor Flav, show us what you got. Show us what you got.
My man.
Sir.
All right.
I really, you know, out of the whole piece, after hearing it again, that line really stood out to me. And I want to see you challenge yourself and how you create with that line. Last time you
did this for me, it was on the water.
Yep, it was. Yep. And that piece turned out amazing. So
the
I can't
second
wait to
piece turned out better than the first piece.
I can't wait to hear this one, bro. I can't wait.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. And then y'all still rocking, doing y'all thing, man. I will be back over here on a regular schedule.
Absolutely, bro. You better, man. We don't want to send out the search party for you.
I know.
Hey. Call in
look,
and press
look,
one
look,
early, baby.
Look,
we want to hear all that from you.
Jeff, yeah. You know we know where you be between Clubhouse, between Small House Poetry, you know we know
you know we know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I wasn't going to say nothing. That's your man's in them.
Show up.
Yeah.
Right.
That's your man's in them.
Look, Jay, this is what we had to do. We had to just pop up in the room and pull a Mojave. We're Epiphany Radio. This is what we're going to do here. Oh, SJ, you ain't been on the show in a minute. We look forward to seeing you back. Now I'm going to spit this piece and I'm going to get on out.
Bye.
Oh, that's my dude right there, man.
Oh, yeah. All right, good brother. We're going to get you an over to the Get Down Dance Hall, man. But, hey, man, I'm looking forward to hearing that new piece, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait.
All right, brother. I'm going to go ahead and try to stamp it out soon, then.
All right, brother. All right, man. Get out there on that dance floor, man, and stick around and enjoy the remainder of the show. One love, one mic, bro.
Yeah.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's my man, man. He be having some serious lines in his piece, man. He got this one. When he first started coming around, he had this one piece that I just had to hear over and over and over again. And it's this piece he got called Silly Duck. And if y'all ain't never heard it, man, I'm going to see if I can't get him back on another time to run that piece, because that's one of my favorite pieces by him. Let me give y'all the Epiphany lineup for the rest of the week. Join us tomorrow night at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. is start time for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I will have the event page and the topic up for you guys tomorrow. You know what? I can give you the topic now. We are going to... So you can start writing, so you can start formulating your questions. I think it's going to be a three-part show.
How so?
Because I have three separate questions, and they're a continuation that build on each other. The first question is, why black men are afraid to love black women and vice versa. So I'm not just singling out the men, the ladies too. Part two will be a discussion around other cultures don't seem to have that problem, or do they? And then part three will be, can we find a solution? So it's going to be a three-part show, or three shows with three parts that will build upon each other. So that's Saturday night at 9 p.m. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And in case y'all haven't done anything or forgotten, Sunday is Mother's Day, y'all. So please make sure you take care of your moms. Monday night, we'll be in King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, we'll be with Mojave and War Council. And then Wednesday night's going to be the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And then next Thursday, y'all, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. So we're going to close out the show with last words, starting with my brother, J. Rob, the Wise Son.
Van Meadows, outstanding show. Fantastic topic. Dope poets. Very good conversation. And above everything else, the creativity that was brought to the table. Phenomenal. I enjoy this. We got to do more of this. And I'm looking forward to it. You know who loves you, man. I salute you. I salute your poetry. Can't wait to get back with you when we get back to the Get Down. Peace, King. And to the callers, thank every single one of you.
You know, bro, I want to say thank you. I love you, bro. And I appreciate what you as an artist bring to the Get Down. Appreciate what you as a host bring to the Get Down. But more importantly, I appreciate you, the human being that you are, and what you bring to the Get Down. So I salute you too, my brother. I can't wait to do it with you next week. Ladies and gentlemen, we already got a topic brewing for next week, and if y'all think that this...
Ooh-wee!
Oh, y'all just wait.
Don't tell them.
I'm not saying a word. But to the Epiphany callers, poets, listeners, hosts, artists, and those of you who are listening around the world, we thank you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we were picked up last month in two other countries, and Epiphany Radio is heard. We are heard. You guys are heard in another language, which is phenomenally dope. So kudos and congratulations to you all. And shout out to our illustrious CEO, one more time, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Make sure y'all reach out to the brother to thank him for Epiphany Radio. Get you some raw links. I know he's busy right now, Mother's Day around the corner. I don't know if you'll get him in time for Mother's Day. You might have to drive to Philly or something like that. But, you know, hit him up. Especially to the audience, to the callers, the listeners. I will say this until I'm blue in the face or have no more air left in my body. You guys make Epiphany Radio. Without you, there is no us. And we will be here as long as you're here so that your ink, your voice, your words can be heard. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio, also your poetry outlet. We're here for you. Write something, scribe something, spit. Don't hide behind your pen. Bring your pen to life.
It's okay.
So, I don't know about y'all, but I gotta get up in the morning, and we're gonna close this down. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby.
Peace.